Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Wednesday, November 26, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, DLP calls on UWP to make position clear on one China policy. Linton reiterates party's position. From the region, Caribbean legislators outraged over decision not to indict officer in Brown shooting. And internationally, British brothers jailed for training at Syria terror camp. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Free Christmas bargains at Springfield Trading Limited. Yes, it's back again. Springfield Trading Limited brings you another super savings Saturday. This Saturday, 29th November, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., get super deals, discounts, and reduced prices on cleaning supplies, toilet paper, canned foods, diapers, cooking oil, and so much more. Yes, it's a super savings Saturday at Springfield Trading Limited. Call 448-2340 or visit us on Cordwell Road in Roseau.
Black Friday deals continue at Quartz. Get great deals of up to 50% off across the store on credit purchases 24 months and over. And even better, you pay absolutely nothing until February 2015. Deals on all week long from Monday 24th to Thursday 27th November. But hurry, as they're selling out quickly. Quartz Black Friday deals. Get them now. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has called on the leader of the United Workers' Party, UWP, Lennox Linton, to make clear his position on the One China policy. The Prime Minister made this call when he addressed the DLP rally in support of another term for Roseau North MP Julius Timothy in Foncalais on Tuesday. He questions why it is that Lennox Linton, as leader of the UWP, has not embraced and endorsed the One China policy. According to the Prime Minister, Linton will not be taken seriously as a leader if he does not have the conviction to take a stand on the issue of China and Taiwan.
Established relations with China a mere 10 years ago. Suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, Barbadians are in awe of the direct assistance China has granted Dominica in just 10 short years. So it is not enough tonight for Lennox Linton to say he will not sever ties with China. I keep warning Dominicans that relations are a two-way street. And my question repeatedly is, how do we know that China would want to do business with a man who, at every turn, has vilified and demonized its citizens and their government? Why is it that Lennox Linton, as leader of the UWP, has not embraced and endorsed the One China policy? You cannot and will not be taken seriously as a leader if you do not have the conviction to take a stand on the issue of China and Taiwan. Nobody is telling you as a leader of UWP which to choose, but you have to choose. You are either with Taiwan or you are recognizing PRC as the one and only China. Tonight again, I ask Lennox Linton, where do you stand on the issue of China and the One China policy?
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Responding to the Prime Minister Skerrit's call to make clear his position on the One China policy, leader of the UWP reiterates that the UWP will not sever ties with China if the party is voted into government. Linton says an incoming UWP government has a duty to create its own relationship with the People's Republic of China and any other international partner. Speaking at the party's foreign policy, he says the party has made it clear that it will seek to foster better relations internationally to build the capacity that will allow Dominica to earn its keep in the global community.
He wants to know about China. We have said clearly on the record we have no intentions of switching diplomatic relations. But of course, we are going to be a new administration. We have a duty to sit down and talk with the Chinese about what's going down, what's happening, what's up ahead. We cannot sit back and say what was happening under Roosevelt's carrot with the Chinese is good enough for us. We have to sit down and engage with them. We have to talk to them about the Dominica we see going forward, the Dominica we want to become the best place to live, the best place to work, and the best place to enjoy life. So part of our responsibility in governance will be to sit down with the Chinese and to see what the way forward is going to be, because the way forward for us is not going to be a continuation of the obsession with aid that Roosevelt's carried has pursued in the past how many years. We want trade. We want to build our capacity for productive engagements with the international community. And that involves building our capacity to put goods and services in world markets that will allow us to earn or keep in the international community. So we are clear that our foreign policy in United Workers Party Team Dominica is going to be guided by the highest moral principles and not short-term economic considerations.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. The 9th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture will get underway on Thursday at the Fort Young Hotel. The lecture, being organized by the UWE Open Campus Dominica in collaboration with the Fort Young Hotel and the Charles Foundation, will be presented by Professor Brian Meeks of UWE Mona. Meeks, a professor of social and political change and director Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies at UWE Mona, will present on the topic Beyond the End of Sovereignty, Recapturing Space for Humanity in the Caribbean. UWE's Marketing and Outreach Officer Kimon Joseph has more details.
Essentially, Professor Meeks will be speaking about the difficulties that the Caribbean islands have been facing economically over the last 50 years, some of it due to hostile competition for market access, the demands from austerity measures enforced by the international financial institutions, and of course the 2007-2008 world economic crisis that the Caribbean has yet to come out of. So he will be examining whether these problems can be fixed by economic structural reform or whether there are profound inconsistencies in the Caribbean's political systems that cause us to be in that state.
UWE's Marketing and Outreach Officer Kimon Joseph. Dame Mary Eugenia Charles was Prime Minister of Dominica from the July 21, 1980 until June 14, 1995. She was Dominica's first and to date only female Prime Minister, as well as the nation's longest serving Prime Minister. On August 30, 2005, Charles was taken to hospital in Fort-de-France, Martinique for hip replacement surgery and died from a pulmonary embolism on September 6, 2005, at the age of 86. In more news this evening, Dominicans wishing to relocate to the OECS island of Antigua to work can now do so without applying for a work permit. This as the country's Labour Department announced on Tuesday that citizens from member states of the OECS Economic Union are no longer required to apply for work permit to be employed in Antigua and Barbuda in accordance with the OECS Statutory Instrument No. 31 of 2014. The department said current work permit holders would be expected to approach the Immigration Department to regularize their status and not apply for new permits. The waiver brings Antigua and Barbuda in line with its obligations under the OECS Economic Union, which was established under the revised Treaty of Bastille. Dominican Robert Pascal, who has been in Antigua for the last 3 months, but whose job prospects look bleak because of the work permit requirements, told Observer Media that he welcomes the very good news. Free movement is a concept that is meant to quite literally transform the Caribbean into a single economic and travel space. Governments, though, have struggled to move from concept to implementation. OECS member states include Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Anguilla and the British Virgin Islands are associate members of the OECS. And the construction of a state-of-the-art resource centre in Buetica and a building for the village council are among plans for the La Plaine constituency if the Dominica Labour Party's Peter Sejean is re-elected. Sejean made these promises when he addressed a meeting to endorse his candidacy at Dailies on Monday. He also announced plans for the construction of the White River Bridge in Dailies and the redevelopment and transformation of the Glassy Trail.
High on the agenda for Buetica is the redevelopment of the old school in Buetica to ensure that you have a resource center that meets international standards. The redevelopment and transformation of the Glassy Trail. And my friends, we will ensure that the village council in Buetica has a place that they can call their home. I promise you, the good people of Dailies, construction of the White River Bridge. In fact, as I speak with you tonight, monies have already been sourced for the construction of the White River Bridge. And may I advise that the temporary crossing costing $111,000 is well on the way to being completed.
Education Minister Peter Sejean. Sejean also announced that discussions were ongoing with private investors to attract eco-friendly hotels in La Plaine. And one local attorney is calling for the granting of full independence to the Kalinago people to be revisited. Attorney Tiani Bihanzin says he condemns the facade of electing a parliamentary representative for the Kalinago territory every 5 years and instead urges the ruling government administration for after elections to grant the Kalinago people full autonomy of their governance. Bihanzin is of the view that the Kalinago chief should be responsible for governing the affairs of the Kalinago people.
I really do not see the point of having a Carib chief and then having this ridiculous charade every 5 years to choose a parliamentary representative. Mm-hmm. I think the rules should be changed in such a way. I mean, if the prime minister, the former prime minister, which is what he is, and the outgoing prime minister or the leader of the Labour Party or even the opposition need to be serious, they need to say that we believe in full autonomy within the state of Dominica, if they wish to, because of the consequence, complete autonomy for the Kalinago people. When the Kalinago elect or select their chief or their head of state, that head of state sits in our parliament. So this whole 5 year stupidness that takes place, where you see cement going up, you see bricks going up, you see plywood going up, like you saw this week. Mm-hmm. I was amazed last week. Plywood, and there was one guy in the back directing where the plywood should go, where the it's amazing, right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, our people in that area by now must know what the hell is going on.
Attorney at law Tiani Bihanzin. And that's this evening's local news. In news from the region, Caribbean-born legislators have expressed outrage over the grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri, not to indict a white police officer who killed an unarmed 18-year-old black youth in August. Congresswoman Yvette D. Clark, the daughter of Jamaican immigrants, said the killing of Michael Brown and attacks by the Ferguson Police Department on media and protesters demonstrate a reckless disregard for the civil rights and civil liberties of Americans of African descent and people of goodwill who seek justice in the nation with a long and tortured history of racial bias and discrimination against human beings in black bodies, Clark told the Caribbean Media Corporation. The assumption that the young men and women who are African-American are inherently suspicious is a false assumption with deadly consequences, as witnessed and experienced by black people from the inception of our nation to the present day. Clark's Democratic congressional colleague in Brooklyn, Hakeem Jeffries, who represents the 8th Congressional District, also condemned the grand jury's decision not to indict the police officer Darren Wilson. Grenadian-American New York City Council member Juman D. Williams, deputy leader and co-chair of the City Council's Task Force to Combat Gun Violence, said while the grand jury's decision for most of us were not surprising, it was disheartening nonetheless. Haitian-American New York State Assembly member-elect Rodnice Bichot said she was moved to protest this lack of justice, just as many of our community. The authorities have declared a state of emergency in Ferguson, and police have clashed with demonstrators peeved at the grand jury's decision. And internationally, two brothers have become the first Britons to be jailed for terrorism training in Syria. Mohammad Nawaz, 30, and Hamaz Nawaz, 24, both from Stratford, East London, were sentenced to 4.5 years and 3 years, respectively. They had admitted conspiracy to attend a terrorism training camp in 2013. The judge said the men's focus was the regime in Syria rather than attacks in the UK, and there was no evidence either man had taken part in fighting. However, Judge Christopher Moss QC added, "It is clear from the evidence from mobile phones that you both had been in camp in Syria used for terrorist training. The evidence shows that you were there for jihad or holy war and wanted to join an extremist group." Immigration and Security Minister James Brockenshire said the sentences sent a clear message that people who commit, plan and support acts of terror abroad will face justice when they come back to the UK. The minister also pointed to the counter-terrorism and security bill currently before Parliament, which he said would usher in tough new powers to disrupt travel to Syria or Iraq and control the return of suspected terrorists. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news, the DLP leader calls on the UWP to make a position clear on the One China policy, and Linton reiterates the party's position. From the region, Caribbean legislators outraged over decision not to indict officer in Brown shooting, and internationally, British brothers jailed for training at Syria terror camp. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.